In the gospel reading today, we hear about the name that was given to our Lord before he was conceived in the womb. In the first reading, St. Paul talks about how our Lord came into this world to teach us how to live while we look forward to his coming in glory. In other words, his coming was promised already before he arrived. His second coming has been promised as well. We look at his first coming and look back at what should have been happening. In other words, the Jewish people to whom he was promised in a specific way should certainly have been not only looking forward to the coming of the Lord, but to be living their lives in accordance with everything that God had revealed and to be living their lives for the Lord. That didn't happen. And so certainly there were some good and holy people among them, but for the most part, that's not what happened. So even though they knew the timing, and it's made very clear in Scripture when, remember that God told the prophet Jeremiah that there would be the 70 weeks, and when that didn't happen in 70 weeks, the prophet Daniel brought that to prayer, and God told him it would be 70 weeks of years. So it'd be 490 years, and that time was up. And so there was a time of expectation. That's even how the St. Mark begins his gospel. It was a time of expectation. And still, they weren't prepared. They didn't want it. Well, the Lord told us about his second coming, and he told us that we're not going to know the day or the hour, but at least he said, learn to read the signs of the times. Be able to see what's going on so that you'll have an idea. Well, people are reading the signs of the times. I think at this point they're reading a little more into it than what they should, but nonetheless, people can see that we're in trouble. And yet, we look at what's going on and people aren't turning their lives around. As much as they can say that they can even feel it, as they tell us, they can see that there's trouble on the horizon, and yet they don't change. They don't strive to live their lives, as St. Paul tells us, rejecting ungodliness, worldly lusts, and living temperately in this and piously in this world. Our society has given in to totally ungodly ways. Our society has certainly given into the worldly lusts. And for the most part, people are not living pious lives. But that being the case, then it gives us all that opportunity to be able to really embrace this and live it. As always, it would be easier if everyone else was doing it. Then we could just be caught right up in it. You know what? If you're just caught up in the current, there is absolutely no virtue. Everyone else is doing it's the politically correct thing to do, so I'll just go along with the crowd. But there's no growth in virtue if that's the case. When the rest of the crowd is going the other direction and you have to make a choice to walk the opposite way, it is not a politically correct choice, and you're going to have to pay for that to some degree. There's a great deal of virtue that's going to grow. If you're going to say that I'm going to live a godly life in a world that has chosen an ungodly way, that's going to require some effort on your part. If you're going to say I'm going to reject the lusts of the world while everybody else is giving into that, that's going to require an awful lot of strength, an awful lot of virtue to be able to do that. If you're going to say, I'm going to live piously, when even so many people who go to church don't do so very piously, and you say, I'm going to try to live a good, holy life, that's going to require tremendous virtue. And that's what we have to be able to see what God is doing. He's giving everyone on the face of the earth an opportunity to make a choice. Are we going to reject the ungodliness or not? Are we going to reject the worldly lusts or not? Are we going to live piously or are we not? Everyone's got that choice to make. But it's not a choice that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's a choice that we have to continue to live, to be able to look at why we're doing so, because we're preparing for the day of the Lord. Now, whether that's the day that our Lord comes back, which isn't quite yet, or whether that's the day that we get to go and be with Him, either way, we need to be prepared. We need to make sure that our hearts are focused on Him and on striving to do His will. That's what the Lord is looking for from us. That's the opportunity that we're being given, and it is such a glorious opportunity. This is why I keep telling you, if you want to be a saint, there has never been a better time in history to do so. He's set it all up for you. Now again, in our humanness, we'd say, oh, no. If it was all set up for me, it would be easy. It would be, everybody else would be doing that. We just have all the support. It would be easy. Yeah, he talked about the easy way and where it leads, and it wasn't to heaven. He told us the way that leads to heaven is rough and narrow. Are we willing to get on that path? Are we willing to walk it? Are we willing to have to do whatever it's going to take? That means going against the grain, against the current, and making a radical choice to do so. That's what we all have to do. And what a beautiful opportunity that we have to do it. So for Archbishop Sheen used to say with regard to suffering, don't squander it. Well, I'm looking at a situation way bigger than suffering. Don't squander it. This is an absolute golden opportunity for you. Don't squander it. Embrace it, live it, carry it out in the way that you live your life. You look at what people are doing right now because the first of the year just happened, and so all the gymnasiums have all kinds of new memberships. That'll last for a couple of weeks, but that's what they're all doing. Place is packed, you can't get in there if you want to. But you know, you go in there and there are all kinds of machines. There are all kinds of things with weights, and you can do this and that and the other thing and so on. You got your membership. Don't squander it. Well, we've got something way better than a gym. We got the whole world that we're living in. We have opportunity for spiritual exercise, to be able to really develop the strength, the virtue, to grow in holiness, because of the situation in which we live. Now, if you decide you're going to go to the gym and you want it easy, you're not going to grow in strength. If you walk in there and say, yeah, well, I'll just put 10 pounds on this machine, yeah, you could do that with your little finger. And then you're going to wonder after a couple of weeks why you're not getting any stronger. Because you only got 10 pounds on there. You got to make it hard in order to grow. That's exactly the situation we're living in the world right now and in the church. And so we have this golden opportunity to really grow. It's not going to be easy. It is never going to be easy. And that's why it's so glorious, because it is all set up for us to be able to become saints. So we're looking forward. We don't want to be caught off guard like the people did when Jesus was born. Even though it was a time of expectation, most of them were caught completely off guard and they didn't want it. We don't want to follow that pattern. We want to learn from Anna and from Simeon, from Elizabeth and Zechariah, from our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph, from those other pious people who went against the grain, who didn't live according to the ways of the world of the time, but were focused on living according to God's ways. That's the choice we have to make. And in the midst of the situation, embrace it. It's like walking into that gym on the first day and looking at all that stuff and go, oh my goodness, this is too much. Well, if this is the first time you've looked at the disaster in the world, you're going to say, this is too much, I can't do it. But it's not the first time because you've been living in it. You understand it, you know it well. And if you know how to do it, then you know how to undo it too. You know how to choose the opposite. If you've been choosing one way, choose the other. It really is that simple. But let's not make it like the gym and have our membership, but we don't use it. We want to have the membership in heaven. Our citizenship is from there, and we want to live it. Not just for the next couple of weeks and then just let it go to the wayside. But as we're looking forward, we don't know the day or the hour, and it doesn't matter. All that matters is that whenever it happens, that we're ready. And we're going to be ready if we are going to reject ungodliness and worldly lusts, if we're going to choose to live temperately and piously in this life as we look forward to the glorious coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.